doing this.
Good evening. Welcome to the Manasquan School District Board of Education Combined Committee of the Whole Meeting and Regular Public Board of Education Meeting for March 19th, 2019. Call to order, opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication, the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan, and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Here.
Mr. Catani?
Here.
Mr. Fiore? Mr. Hovater?
Here.
Mr. Ingolia?
Here.
Mr. Lucretto? Mrs. McGarry?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Warren?
Here.
Finn Quozzo? Kennedy Miller?
Here.
Mary Mills? Casey Campbell? We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with the community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it appears that to members of the audience, the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, is then placed on the agenda for the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves a matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that a final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes. Recommend acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined committee of the whole, regular public meeting, and closed executive session of February 20th. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes? Mrs. Bassone, second. Mr. Hovater?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Ingolia?
I must abstain.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Now we'll move to our student board representative reports.
For Key Club, last month we volunteered at our monthly events, which are the Manasquan Elks breakfasts, and then at the elementary school with PTO babysitting, homework helpers, and tutoring. And we were also at the Manasquan boys and girls basketball games, working the concession stands. And besides our monthly events, this month we've added the Women's Club Earth Day and Manasquan Ladies Aux Lunch as volunteering opportunities.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion to accept the student board representative report? Mr. Boulderman? Mrs. Pollock?
Mr. Boulderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hovater?
Yes.
Mr. Ingolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carrie?
Now, we're moving on to our presentations.
Good evening. On behalf of Manasquan Board of Education, I'd like to welcome you to tonight's meeting. As we start tonight's presentation part of our Committee of the Whole meeting, I want to thank the Board of Education again for understanding how important our students and staff are, starting off every meeting that we have by focusing on the accomplishments of our students and the staff. I would be remiss tonight if I didn't mention and thank all those that were actively engaged in Squanathon. Now, we're going to recognize Squanathon next month because we always do it in the following month in an activity that occurs the month before. But I just think it's so noteworthy to focus on the $151,000 that we raised over for a very worthy cause, all by our students, culminating in one night's experience. And I know I saw Ryan's head here before, which made me think about Squanathon. Ryan, are you out there somewhere? No? Anyway, I know you'll be back. But next month, we will focus on the committee that raised that money. And it just touched my heart. Just let's give them a round of applause. Tonight, we'll start off our meeting by focusing on the students of the month. Students of the month serve as role models for the other students and their peers. They are academically motivated, and they demonstrate leadership in and out of the classroom with a very positive attitude. They're involved in extracurricular activities, and they perform school and community services. Also, tonight we'll focus on our ELK students of the month. They are selected because of their outstanding achievements in the community, involved in fine arts, athletics, church, schools, and clubs. Their accomplishments are recognized and praised by the ELKS organization and transferred to us here at Manasquan. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate Manasquan High School January Students of the Month, Jonah Salem Hayam, our senior. Jonah. He will receive an certificate of appreciation and Wally Bucks. The Manasquan High School Junior Student of the Month, representing our junior class, is Elizabeth Maloney. Elizabeth. Thank you very much. I didn't want to start up home for two. I know it was January, but thank you very much for being here. Congratulations. Would you like to say something? The Manasquan Board of Education also has to congratulate the Manasquan High School January Student of the Month from our sophomore class, Michael Fernacci. Michael. An outstanding freshman from our freshman class, Benjamin Roy. Our February students of the month from Manasquan High School, from our senior class, Matthias Britt. Seniors who represent the students of the month have an opportunity to pick a teacher who has made an impact on their life. And as we move into that, and especially tonight, since we're focusing our teachers for the year, I'd like to represent this particular slide and read it because it does make so much sense. It takes a special person to teach a child in class. just keep his attention in a world that moves so fast. To show a child he is unique, with talents deep inside, to help to build his confidence so he can beam with pride. To show a little patience for a child who's lost his way, a child who feels abandoned, who has seen better days. To inspire and to motivate, so a child can learn and grow, to go into this big wide world that has its highs and lows. You are a special person, you always give your best, and for every child who has your class, your life is truly blessed. Now, if I ask you to think about someone who really impacted, or maybe the top five people that impact your life, no matter how old you are, I would think that one of those five would have been a teacher who wanted you to grade level. They are the unsung heroes for our society. And I believe they don't get the respect they deserve, but they should, because they're an inspiration for our youth, a foundation for our society. And with that, the Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our January Teacher of the Month, James Faith. And I know you'll say something.
I just want to thank Tom Russell and my co-coach for coming out and supporting me tonight. Thanks, Tom.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. The Manasquan Board of Education lets me graduate. The February Teacher of the Month, Amy Edwards.
After Ms. Edwards, it says Elementary Student of the Month, Abigail Cook, and you didn't call
her? Right there. Okay. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate you for the Manasquan Elementary School February Student of the Month, Abigail Cook. Sanchez Garcia. Just want to make sure I'm on track here.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. Thank you very much. I felt so bad. The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate the December Elks Teenager of the Month from grade 12, Jude Clark. Representing the high school for our Elks Teenager of the Month of January, Evan Lloyd. Teenager of the Month of February, Bella Serena. Bella. Now I'd like to call up Mr. Kirk as we focus on our teachers of the year.
Each year, the state of New Jersey has the Governor's Teacher Recognition Award, which we call the Teacher of the Year. And it's voted upon by the staff and colleagues of that teacher.
Thank you.
And this year, at Manasquan Elementary School, selected was Andrea Trichetta. A little bit about Andrea. She's been with us, I think, about 13 years now, correct, Andrea? I guess. Okay. She teaches language arts, 7th and 8th grade. She has been very instrumental in creating and updating our accelerated honors classes. She's also a member of our Gifted and Talented and STEM committees. She teaches the 8th grade digital storytelling, which culminates in an evening film festival for our students and parents. For the past 3 years, she has written and directed the Dr. Seuss plays that we've had for Read Across America. And her students have prepared every aspect of the production, performance of that play. She basically, in my estimation, does not teach language arts. She teaches children using language arts. She's a wonderful mentor, and she is an outlet for every student who needs a responsible and caring adult to talk to. She long overdue. Andrew Trichetta, teacher.
My husband and I have lived here for a long time, and my three children went to kindergarten through grade 12 in Manasquan, and they had and are having great successes, and I love working here, truly. You know that. Thank you.
Select a support personnel of the year, which comes from our non-teaching staff. And this year, our support personnel of the year is Mrs. Trish Gallant. She is our child study team secretary, has served as our guidance department secretary, extremely dedicated, hardworking. She is extremely organized, very meticulous. In the past, she has used her creativity to volunteer for play production, set designs, bulletin boards, and setting up decorations throughout the school. She's an invaluable resource. She is an absolute love. Chris Gow.
Thank you.
We sent our awards to the teacher and support staff in the high school. I want to introduce our principal, Mrs. Capola.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. I just wanted to congratulate all the students who are being recognized here tonight, and I also wanted to thank Ryan Bassman for her leadership with Swanathon, just taking over for Paul Battaglia, who left us, and it's hard to believe that Swanathon's been around for 10 years. As Dr. Cajun said, you know, $151,000 that was raised is really a testament for to our kids and to our staff, and you know, just coming back every year, it's such a nice feeling to see, you know, almost the entire school back here coming together for a cause, and it's a great testament to our, again, to our kids and to our staff about just what this high school is all about. And I wanted to thank our Board of Education, because I know a lot of you took the time to come and to support the event, and it's really something that means a lot to us, so thank you very much. But Ryan, thank you very much for your leadership.
Excellent.
So our Teacher of the Year for this year, again, as Mr. Kirk said, this is voted on by their peers, and really this person that I want to recognize tonight is someone who does so many wonderful things in the classroom, and the best way that I can describe her is just being a student-centered person. I've said this on a number of occasions. I have the best seat in the house because I work with the greatest staff that I've ever, you know, that I've ever worked with or for. The teaching staff here at Manasquan High School is outstanding, as it is at the elementary school. We have a tremendous staff. And the person that I want to recognize tonight, again, very student-centered. She's an excellent English teacher. She's tall, lovely. She's somebody who works as an advisor. She goes out of her way to, so she's one of the best prom planners that you can ask for. That's an important thing when you're the principal of high school, by the way. But her excellence in the classroom is really something. And one of the other things, and I think that Mr. Kirk used an interesting term when he described Mrs. Rochetta, congratulations, is the person that I'm going to recognize tonight is also a great mentor. When we have new people come into the building, she's someone that sets an example and sets a standard. She's an excellent teacher. She's an excellent mom, and we're lucky to have her. So at this time, I want to recognize Mrs. Meredith Heater.
The support of administration, the support of the parents, And the kids that are in the room, they'll tell you, Manasquan really is the best kids. Mm-hmm. You people have done a great job raising your children. I look forward to seeing them every day, and I hope they look forward to seeing me as well. One of the greatest things I can say is that putting the kids on the playing field and putting them on the court is one of the greatest joys of my life. And giving them the opportunity to exceed and to do the best that they can so that they can shine brightly, preparing them for the next level of life, which is college or the workforce, whichever they choose. So good job to the parents. Kids, keep it up. And I look forward to seeing them each day. Thank you very much.
Manasquan Board of Education, let's congratulate Julian George, Tri-County Champion, Belmar Ascending District Wrestling Team. Julian won the Tri-County Championship last month at Lake Revere Middle School. He won his match 10-0. He ended his middle school career as a four-time White Division Champ, two-time Monmouth Middlesex County Champion, and a two-time Tri-County Champion. Julian George. Now I'm going to introduce our geography team winners, and I'm going to ask them both to come up at the same time, if they would, and just stay here for a couple minutes, because I wanted to try something different. Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate our geography tournament of champion winners, Jack Butler, first place, and Liam Holder, second place. Could you come up? Manasquan Elementary School Geography B. Both boys were involved in the Geography B all 3 years, grades 6 through 8. Jack finished in all 3 years in the top three. Sixth grade second place, seventh grade third place, and eighth grade first place. Now, if you can go to the next slide. I want to have just a small geography. You good, fellas? Oh. So what I would like to do is challenge the audience to participate against them. So what we have is a kahoot here. Now, if you pull your phones out and you go to either kahoot.it or kahoot.it, type in that number and give us your name, you can participate. Now, you need phones. You don't have your phone, right? So you guys went every place with your phones. Do you have one? You get it?
Here, you can use mine, Jack.
Okay, I'll get it for you. Do you know how to use this guy?
No, I had a program.
All right, all right.
Jeez. He knows how to use it better than I do.
Oh, look at
Jack, do you want us to hold your stuff on
the end? You guys, you want to be on team together? Okay. Good. So we got quite a few people here to play here. Board members, are you playing?
Yes. You don't want me to play. So.
That's
probably not. Money.
Pickles.
Yeah.
If the category sounds
good. Exactly.
All right, a couple more minutes. I want everybody to wait for cupcakes because we're finished with the hot sauce. We've got cupcakes. Are you ready?
I'll cheer your son on.
Go.
Here
we go.
Here we go. Here we
go. No music, yes.
Oh.
So you gotta get
so the answer questions up there.
You're not supposed to be
on TV. You're gonna lose.
Okay, we got 32 right. So who's gonna win at the end? Next.
I just can't breathe. I can't breathe.
10 seconds.
Come sit over here.
Come on, Ryan. I expect you to get this.
He's a boning.
All right, help her out, will you? Yeah. Not good. 31 correct. I got to go to you. Next. Jack is not. I like that. She's winning. Our champion.
Our champion.
I live in Missouri, so
don't you watch cable?
Oh, Those guys are simple.
All right, guys. I know about this audience. Terry, congratulations.
Are you guys? What do I get?
You're so good.
You deep
rooted
or something?
Oh,
you guys
thank you for playing. Here's our geography winner.
Yes.
Now we would like to recognize our Manasquan Elementary School essay contest winners. What makes you proud of America? The Manasquan Board of Education would like to congratulate from the elementary school, Jack Butler. We had some great accomplishments this year with wrestling, and if you wouldn't mind, I'd like you to speak about it. And we do have a medal for you guys as well. So I hand these out to you, coaches. And we also have lollipops for you guys. And I know how hard you guys work, and sometimes it's really not recognized because you're in the cafeteria or in the gym on that mat, or run up and down the stairs, or however you guys cut weight now. I just want to say thank you. You've come a long way. Demonstrated this year what success you had in the individual conference. So thank you. Did you experience that?
Yes. Thank you so much to these gentlemen that work with our students every day, and we couldn't be more proud of what they accomplished and what they accomplished this year, and the opportunity that they have. And thank you so much for all of your support and help throughout the years that we've put in the program, and we hope to just see it grow and get better and better, and we're happy to see them achieve this.
And we were two students that we had in the state tournament this year, and we had Bella Serrano, our New Jersey overall state champion. Yay! We have a plaque for you.
Thank you.
And just an outstanding accomplishment. And we represented the Manitowoc Tournament extremely well. And
I just like to thank my coaches, yeah, and everybody here too, because without them, it wasn't possible. So thank you.
And New Jersey's sixth place overall representative for Manitowoc, America Gray. Tonight we want to congratulate the Manitowoc High School varsity ice hockey team for having a magical season. Eight Central Division champions, as well as the Dow Cup champions. I believe college only had one loss this year. That was outstanding. The Manitowoc Board of Education would like to congratulate the Manitowoc High School varsity ice hockey team, Hunter Elliott. Hunter? Jake Brown. Jake? Thank you. Michael Frenzone. Michael Frenzone. Steven Julipsko.
Next slide. I'm going to make sure.
Now we have the board of 5 minutes. I want to thank everyone for being here this evening. You're welcome to stay for our meeting. We're going to have some cupcakes to celebrate all the accomplishments. We have cookies, we have water, we have coffee. Please take some cupcakes. Thank you for being here. For our last presentation for the evening, we have our 2017-2018 audit by Mr. Holsart. Bob? Before you start, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Do we have any audit recommendations this year?
No.
Do you know what? I think that must be, I don't know, 15, 16 years in a row that you've had no audit recommendation?
Go, Lynn.
I really think that deserves a round of applause.
Yeah.
That's an awesome job by Lynn and her staff.
Really. You can have a cupcake.
Because nobody here knows how demanding I am when it comes to money. I mean,
yeah, we do.
You look around, I have a penchant for wanting to spend it, and Lynn has a penchant for wanting to save it. So
that means she's doing her job well.
Yes, she is. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Good evening. As Dr. Cage just said, the results of your audit were excellent. There's nothing I need to bring to the board's attention in terms of corrective action. We're doing all the things in Manasquan that we need to do to not only have quality compliance with state regulations, but also quality financial reporting. And that's important that the board always has that information and it be accurate and be ready in a timely manner. And it always is here in Manasquan. So I'm very happy to report that to the board. I'm here a little later than I normally am. The state required us to put mandated information related to pensions in. They got us the final piece to that about mid-February. So once we have that, we're able to move ahead and finalize the audit. But we also filed all the pertinent information with the Department of Education back in December. And that's a process where we prepare what we call our audit sum. And we work with the district in conjunction. We prepare the audit sum, but since it's the financial statements of the district, we give it to Mrs. Coates and her staff, and they review it. Once we have that finalized, we submit that to the state, and that allows us to move on with the working on our 2019-2020 budget. So other than that, if there's anything anyone would like me to go over in the report, or if there's any questions in general, I'd be happy to take any.
I see none. Good. Thank you
very much.
I appreciate it, Bob.
Thank you. Have a good night. Thank you. Thank you.
That concludes our presentations for this evening. Items on the agenda for the board of a whole regarding education, curriculum, and technology. In the Friday packet, the board received the information concerning our quality assessment scores from the state and the appeal that we're making to the state to correct the scores that they gave us in regards to that. I'll wait till I get that. I was hoping to hear from Bob Bumpus today about that. I didn't hear from them. But what I do hear from them, I'll let the board know what it is, and we'll talk about that next month. Anybody have a question about what they received in the Friday packet? Seeing none, in regards to technology, we are currently placing two TVs in the front of the high school when you walk in. So you can see all the events that's going on, all the plays that are going on, any type of information that is necessary for the community to hear, things for the students to see, the schedule will be on there. And I can't wait to have that done. The students are really enjoying the science labs that we have. The teachers are very actively engaged with them. Mr. Place did an observation in the science labs today, and he came back just telling me from all the room that they have and all the great things that were going on there. And March 30th, Saturday, will be our ribbon cutting ceremony for both the science labs and the field, as you received in the Friday packet and got the invitation. Personnel will discuss in executive session. I'm currently updating our policies, making them more current. Anything that's 3 to 5 years old and has not been revised or at least looked at, we are looking at them in central administration, and that's why you got so many in the Friday packet. I'm sure if you have any questions, you would call me ready, but these are the ones that we currently looked at this past month. So that will appear in the bottom, revised as of 2019, which is, I think, important for us. Seeing no questions regarding our policies, finance, Lynn?
Thank you. Regarding the tentative 19-20 budget, our board budget committee met twice in the early part of March to discuss and have input into the tentative budget. The minutes to both meetings, along with the budget quick fact document, have been provided to the full board. The quick facts are also posted on Canvas this evening. Tonight, the tentative budget is on the agenda for approval to submit to the County Office of Education, so they may begin their review. Once the review is complete, the budget will be advertised in the paper, and a public hearing will be held on April 30th, which is Tuesday, April 30th, our normal board meeting date. And we will, at that board meeting, discuss the facts and the figures of the budget and make a presentation. Are there any questions about the process? Thank you. Under building and grounds, regarding our referendum that passed on March 12th, Dr. Cajun, Mr. Catani, and I will be holding a meeting on Thursday with our professionals, Reagan Young of Reagan Young England Butera, Mark LaRusso of Kelter and Gilligo, Rob Notley, our construction manager, along with high school and district personnel to begin looking at the construction and the bidding schedule. In addition, there'll be a conference call later this week with Phoenix Advisors, the district's financial advisor, along with Andrea Kahn, our bond counsel, to discuss the financing of the project and the timeline to do so. The official results of the referendum were posted on the clerk's website, and with 15.9% of the registered voters in Manasquan voting, the vote passed 421 to 350. A total of 771 ballots were cast. Are there any questions?
Regarding a referendum, I just want to thank the active engagement by the Board of Education and all those people who made phone calls that night. We had about 30 people here making phone calls, ensuring that we got the vote out, and they're really diligent in doing that. And I want to thank especially Colin for the excellent PowerPoint that you made, seriously. Yep. That there's quite a few hits, and I think it explained exactly why we were having a referendum and what our particular focus was. So without everyone being involved, from our faculty to the community members who came out to our Board of Education, we would not have been successful, and we were because of that. And it's just a nice, Bruce, and thank you to all your statistics as well, because you were spot on. And thank you to your leadership, because I truly appreciate that. We did it together. So it was awesome. Yes, no.
Did we get a final count on the absentee ballots? It didn't move it either way.
We most certainly did. And Lynn's going to give you the exact number for the absentee ballots.
There were a total of 16 absentee and provisional.
Okay.
I didn't bring the breakdown of the yes and no count.
No, that's fine, but yeah. It wasn't enough to.
No.
It was 68 differential or something?
No, and those are included in this count already.
Oh, okay.
We actually gained votes.
Yes, we gained votes with the.
Awesome. Very good. Good news.
You want to focus on where we are with the field behind the elementary school as well, Lynn?
Yes. Actually, we began using the field last week. And there was a punch list that was created. And as of last Wednesday, March 13th, as of that day, The list of work is complete for both baseball fields. So according to the walkthrough that happened, 100% of these items are complete. The sod was rolled. They rolled the infield mix on both fields. They top dressed the sod joints with the sand, and they removed the irrigation flags and markers. So we did begin using the field the very next day. We are waiting for a letter that Your Way Construction should be writing to us regarding the warranty on the field, and the fact that our using the field is not voiding any warranty.
And we still have a balance we owe Your Way Construction?
We do. We have a balance that we owe them, yes.
A few $100,000, right?
I'm sorry, I did not bring the exact amount with me, but it's substantial, and we have not paid that outstanding balance. Nor have they presented a pay application for it.
What are we waiting on to pay that?
I want to see the fields. I think that the sod that they put down has taken root, but I want to see it start to grow together.
Yep.
And once that happens, I think that they're substantially complete and we can pay it.
Right. They would then present a pay application that our professionals would review and sign off and send over to the district to put on a board agenda.
I expect that at the April meeting. That really should start to grow by now. Mm-hmm. Good?
Yes, thank you.
Any questions about facilities? Okay, with that, if there's no other questions, that concludes our committee of the whole section, and I'm going to move on to our superintendent's report, if I may. Mm-hmm. Currently, our total enrollment is 1,519, our high school, 970, elementary school, 549. In regards to the fire drill reports, the high school, February 20th, we had an emergency system test. February 22nd, we had a fire drill. The alternative school also has fire drills now, when they have the high school fire drill, but they are separate. February 20th, the emergency test system there as well. February 22nd, the fire drill at the elementary school. We had a lockdown drill on the 21st of February and a fire drill on the 28th. We satisfied the state statutes with these drills. Regarding harassment, intimidation, and bullying for the month, document C on your portal. The high school had three incidents. One, that was not a confirmed harassment, intimidation, and bullying case. Two, that were confirmed. At the elementary school, we had no reports for the month. We had four incidents. Two not Hibs and two confirmed Hibs the month before. Now I'd like to turn this over to our Director of Technology and Human Resources. Place.
Thank you. Dr. Cajun mentioned one of my items, but as far as the digital signage goes in the district, that's something that you've been seeing. We've been expanding over time. You know, kids seem to really like it. If you've had a chance to go down to the new wing, we put in two really nice 75-inch displays in that hallway. So we'll actually be adding three to the high school, two in Center Hall when you first walk in, as Dr. Cajun said, one right over there for the Academic Hall of Fame. And so certainly is not to leave the elementary school out. We'll also be adding two in different locations in the elementary school. So that's become a really interesting way of, you know, kids are excited to see their pictures and things like that rotating up there. And we've put a pretty good program in place where we can efficiently kind of manage all that content. So it's a nice alternative to the traditional packing tape, ripping the paint off the walls of various places where we have stuff.
And what are they doing to celebrate the month of March in the science wing on those TVs?
I believe it's called Mammal March Madness.
Nice.
Where there are brackets of various animals that, I guess, eat each other. I don't know. It's a beautiful bracket that every day gets updated.
You missed out on your science observation today?
Which I'm sure it's.
I was a chemist. I don't know much about animals.
It's connected to the curriculum, I'm sure, because that's what they're doing this month. So I thought that was pretty creative. Not like that.
The other thing we'll be developing soon, one of the sending districts reached out to Dr. Cajun about surveying students about their preparedness, you know, in coming to high school, probably targeting 9th grade and 10th grade students. They, I guess, just asked for that sending district, but we've talked about putting together a survey with them that we could survey to all our students, you know, in the 9th and 10th grade in high school, and then we could disaggregate that data and share that with each sending district, you know, for their own students. So that's something also we're developing right now. We found that kind of the best ways to get responses to things like that is we put the alerts right on Canvas. So, you know, when a student logs into Canvas like they do every day, they're going to see it right there and click on the link and take that. Not a long or involved survey, but something that we think that data might be helpful, both to us and to the sending districts, you know, to be able to see how the perceptions of their students from, you know, their experience so far here in the high school.
And that survey will be driven by the sending districts, especially Brielle, who reached out to me. So I think that's important. And I think that it's going to give us some important data that we can all look at and we could all benefit for, and it's all for the children. See exactly where we are. Anything else, Mr. Place?
No, other than that, you know, those are the happy things we talk about.
on the, I want to talk about the fun happy things.
I do. you know, one of the things that is a constant topic, or I should say an increasing topic at the county meetings that I go to from the state, et cetera, is cybersecurity. This is becoming a really big topic for all of us. Schools are certainly not immune to it, you know, as we might have been a few years back. So tomorrow, actually, myself and a couple of our staff members are going to be attending a workshop from the Department of the State Department of Homeland Security and Preparedness that they're running in Freehold for public sector, you know, organizations. It's becoming a really important issue, and you know, like I said, we talk about a lot of the good things that we have in here, but that kind of is always kind of lurking in the background of what we do. So if there's any updates on that, I'll certainly let you know, but it is something that we're constantly thinking about as well.
We are insured for a cyber attack, correct, Lynn, through our insurance company?
Yes.
Yeah. So, okay.
That's all.
Yeah. And now for our Director of School Counseling Services.
Okay. I have some notes from Mrs. Gorinsky as well. She wasn't able to be here, so she gave me some notes to share in terms of her department's sending district articulation. She wants to acknowledge the English, math, phys ed, art, music, and band. They met with the rest of the departments for articulation. Additional departments are going to be meeting on March 28th. Science, World Language, Business, and all the sending districts sent and are going to continue to send representation to these meetings. Over at the high school, some exciting things happening. The STAR Lab, Mrs. McHugh, our science teacher, will have 2 days conduct mini lessons. It's going to be set up here. All the sending districts were also invited to attend the STAR Lab presentations. Mr. Fagan is working on bringing a representative from an organization called Help My MUN. This would be an ongoing articulation PD with sending districts to serve as an articulation. It explains the rules and the procedures for Model UN. For articulation purposes, he would be using the research and writing skills for public speaking, position papers, critical thinking, and current events. In terms of the honors test, so we gave the honors test kind of a collaborative effort between the counseling departments and the academic supervisors. We held the honors placement test for all of the eighth graders interested in taking both honors bio and humanities. We had 158 students that came and sat for that test. So now the counselors are working diligently to make sure that the information that we have, the assessments and the scores from those tests are appropriate now as we're doing the scheduling. For the World Language Department, the Italian students went over and discussed with the eighth graders their programs. They spoke to the kindergartners about Italian. French teachers also are doing the same thing across the street. Instructional Council, in collaboration with Mr. Coppola and Ms. Karinsky, are working on a stronger transition program for the freshmen. Over at the elementary school, Read Across America was completed. Mrs. Trichetta's Clueless Seuss play. And last week, I believe the PTO sponsored their science fair. Next week, they have parent-teacher conferences for grades K through 2. So that was information from Ms. Karinsky. In terms of the school counseling department, they stole my March Madness theme because we now called our scheduling department, our scheduling season, March Madness. We did it a little bit differently this year, and so far I'm happy to say we've gotten some really good feedback.
So in terms of the scheduling process for next year, it was really important that we went out and we made personal connections and personal contact with every student. What this involved was the counselors going out to the sending districts twice. The first time they went out to each of the schools, they did a presentation explaining all of the new courses that we're offering, the different types of academies and programs, explained all of the paperwork that was needed, then actually said, okay, we're gonna come back on this date, schedule meetings with your parents if they're able to come in, sit with us. And then the second meetings were those that took place where the parents and students sat down together and they inputted their courses. What this did was it took a lot of the guesswork out for, you know, the students or who had questions or weren't necessarily sure what to input in the computer. So they were over at Manasquan Elementary School today. Tomorrow they finish up with Brielle. So at that point, all of the eighth grade scheduling has been done. In terms of the schools, the current students, grades 9 through 11 here, again, we did it a little bit differently. The counselors went into all of the English classes. With our change in schedule, we were able to hit every English class, knowing that we were able to then hit every student. We went in, we got feedback from the English teachers that was good too, because they were able to hear our whole presentation. So we presented exactly the same types of things, what types of classes to look at, age-appropriate courses, and really explained to the students, you know, what their options were. Starting next Monday, we're taking those same students out of their phys ed classes for one of the periods to actually sit down with them one-on-one and schedule. So by the end of next week, all of the students in the building should have course requests in correctly for next year. So that was something a little bit different. And what's been good is that the students have been coming down with questions rather than waiting until it's time to input it. They've been, you know, coming down and asking questions specifically. This coming Thursday, I'm excited because we are doing a college planning night. So basically, you know, we wanted to change it a little bit this year and really include people in the field. And so we took a sample of all different types of colleges and universities. Right now we have 6 college representatives coming to attend the evening. It's open to sophomore and junior parents and students. And the representatives, so basically what we're going to do is we're going to do a short presentation from our end, the school counseling perspective, on what different types of opportunities there are to go about the schedule, the college application process, really how to begin. And then we have a panel discussion for the college representatives. The reps are coming from Brookdale, Monmouth, NJIT, College of New Jersey, Stockton, and Rutgers. And so we put together a series of questions for them, and then we'll be asking them the questions that night, and then following up with parent questions for the audience. So in the past, it's really been very helpful because oftentimes it's important that, you know, parents and students hear from the representatives themselves about their particular schools, what they're looking for post-secondary planning. So I'm excited about that. I'm hoping we have a good turnout. And then just one other thing that I wanted to bring up was that yesterday we got another broadcast from the state regarding PARC testing. There was a change made as we moved forward and started to do planning for, you know, for the grade levels that are testing across the street. The elementary school essentially stays the same. As of yesterday, the State Department said that the 11th graders in the building currently right now will not have to take the test. However, Mr. Capole and I and Dr. Cajun have been speaking about how we want to approach the situation of students who have not yet passed an assessment. So we do have 11th graders that are in the building still that may or may not have passed the SAT, ACT, PSAT, PARC test. And so, you know, there is the option at that point to give that test. So that's a conversation that we're having. And because it's been changing so, you know, frequently, we want to make sure we're, you know, giving the right information to the students before we set a schedule for them. So I think that's it.
A couple questions.
Sure.
How many students took the honor roll?
The honors test, 158.
And that's more than we've ever had before.
Yeah, last year we had 146, I believe. So we did go up. Yep.
I think that's notable.
Yeah.
Also, the next year, all freshmen will be taking biology?
Correct, yes.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I did want to talk about is if we could move, tallies drive the classes that we offer.
Correct.
So tallies then should also drive the budget as mm-hmm. we create it.
Mm-hmm.
Having the tallies later, mm-hmm. we've talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, absolutely.
In March, puts me at sort of a disadvantage
mm-hmm.
when I'm looking at what kind of classes we need. So is it possible
mm-hmm.
to have the tallies a month earlier than we have them now, like the last week in February?
I think so. I think the February break falling when it did kind of, you know, makes it a little bit more difficult because it's really trying to essentially start with the eighth graders and to get out to those meetings. It becomes a little bit more difficult when we go to the sending districts in December, simply because a lot of the teachers don't necessarily have all, like they've really only had the students for a certain amount of time.
But
so
we could.
No, we certainly could.
But what I would like to do,
mm-hmm.
is why can't we do a high school first and do the sending district second?
Absolutely.
Because
I mean,
freshmen are going to take freshman class.
Right. Right.
I'm more concerned about the numbers, which I'll address in a second, in sophomore
mm-hmm.
and senior class.
Absolutely. I mean, because most of the students know essentially what they're going to take and,
mm-hmm.
and we can guide them. That might not change as much. The only thing that can be a variable would be recommendations from teachers, and they're really in the areas of math or science, depending on how much progress they've seen with the student. But it's nothing that necessarily would change over the idea of a month. Yeah.
Okay.
So we can work on that certainly for next year.
All right. And to that point, one thing that I have spoken to several our committee about, not the whole board like this, we currently have 30.3% of the students in the high school represent Manasquan, which leaves us with just around 69-70% representing the sending districts. So our population is staying consistent. However, as I look around, I can see populations in the sending districts trending to be lower. Now, when I took a very close look at our class loads and our classes, one thing I'm going to focus on as we get the tallies back is having a minimum cap of our students at 10. There's going to be 10 students in order to run a class. We're running classes, some classes, who don't have 10 students in it. I don't think it's either socially or emotionally sound to do that. We've talked about it. We have some AP classes that are like that, some foreign language classes that are like that, some music classes that are like that, which skews the data when you look at the student-teacher ratio. And right now it's at 12.9. Actually, it's higher than that, but those classes that have less than 10 cause it to seem to be lower. So what I'm saying is, advanced placement classes that we have, I want to run them. So it's up to us to convince students.
Just the students, absolutely.
Right, to take the classes that we feel they need to take. So I wanted to mention that tonight in case anybody had a question about that. If I do get classes when we get tallies
mm-hmm.
back, we're going to sit down and look at them.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Kenny, Mr. Coppola, myself, if they're less than 10, we might not run that class.
Mm-hmm. And something else to note is that when we did the course offerings booklet this year, we took a look at classes, you know, because we've changed a lot of the sequence of the courses, we did offer certain AP classes to younger students. So for example, some of our AP classes, the AP Computer Science, for example, is offered to freshmen if they're interested in taking that. AP Computer or AP Human Geography is offered to sophomores. So we've kind of changed it a little bit so that it's not as specific to a grade level. And so when we have a conversation with the students, often with, you know, especially with some of the eighth grade parents, when we spoke to them, the idea that they were able to take higher level classes a little bit earlier was exciting to some of the students as well, and hopefully will help with our making sure that we have a substantial amount of students to run those classes by giving them different variations of when they can take the courses.
Now, of course, what stands on the outside of this is our connection with Brookdale Community College. Currently, we have 6 students involved in that particular track to get their AA degree or associate's degree when they graduate from Manasquan High School. That's something that stands on its own. I think those numbers will go up. This is the first year we have it. I think it's a great program to have. And I'll keep you informed about the tallies as well. Thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Thank you.
seeing no questions, that concludes my superintendent's report.
Do I have a motion to accept the superintendent report?
Yes.
Mr. Serino. Second, Mr. Hovater.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yep.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mr. Angolia.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and group, if any, they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, reserves the right for its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portion of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to make any comment on agenda items? Seeing no one. We'll move on to the Manasquan general items. Items 12 through 19. Does anyone need anything separated out? Do we have a motion for items 12 to 19? Mrs. Pollock? Mr. Hovater?
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Hovater.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to the Manasquan Sending District general items. Does anyone? Anyone need anything separated out? Items 20 through 38. Do we have a motion for items 20 through 38? Mr. Serino? Mr. Balderman?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Hover?
Yes.
Mr. Angolia?
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Mr. Warren?
Yes.
Carried.
Brings us to item 39. Does anyone have any old business to discuss? Any new business? I'd just like to say one thing. I want to congratulate Donna, who just became a certificated Board of Education member.
Thank you.
Which, I don't know how many hours of class and workshops did that take you?
40.
Yeah, so spent a lot of her own time going to that. She was just recognized by the state.
Thank you.
Good job, Donna.
That brings us to the second public forum. Does anyone have any questions or comments on any items on the agenda or other topics? Seeing no one. 41, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byram and Bear Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, the Act, provides that the Manasquan Board of Education hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of 9 subject matters listed in Section B of the Act. Whereas, as it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this date in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of executive session is estimated to be 30 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas the board hereby declares that discussions of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from the disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education that the board shall go to the executive session to discuss the following items. Confidential matters per statute or court orders. It's a student matter regarding a HIB matter. Collective bargaining, MAE grievance, and MAA negotiations update. And personal matters regarding hiring, leave of absence, and resignation. We have a motion to go into the executive session.
Yes.
Mr. Burns. Mr. McGarrick.
Really, Coach? Twice? Not once, twice.
I make sure.
Twice.
I was right.
Okay.
There you go. Motion Frank to do geography. That kind of spice things up. I like that.
Yeah, that was
we got a vote.
Still got a vote, man. Relax.
What?
We're not done.
Stretching my legs. Come on.
I think Terry should have won something for winning the geography.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
These giant cookies. I'm ready. You can take the rest of the cup.
I expect you recognize the next board meeting. I like those trophies I got.
We had on a bigger one, right?
Yes, of course, because I beat the champ.
I need a
motion to
reconvene.
Motion to reconvene.
Can we, do we have a motion for items 42 through 44?
Yes.
Mr. Serino, Mr. Hobiter.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
We have a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Mr. Serino. Mm-hmm. Mr. Burns.
Up, oh, Mr.
Burns. We have 43 and 44.
I think you grouped them together, didn't you?
That's what I said. 42 through 44.
42 through 44.
You have to do them separate. Yeah. It's a sending district is 43 and 44.
Okay. We have them. So, all right. So I need a motion for 42. This is
No, I can't do that.
Mr. Serino.
We already did 42 because that was a Manasquan vote. I didn't include the sending district.
Okay.
So now we need 43 and 44.
Do we have a motion for 43 and 44? Mr. Hobiter, Mrs. McGarry.
Mr. Balderman.
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Burns.
Yes.
Mr. Catani.
Yes.
Mr. Hobiter.
Yes.
Mr. Engolia.
Yes.
Mrs. McGarry.
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock.
Yes.
Mr. Serino.
Yes.
Mr. Warren.
Yes.
Carried.
And a motion to adjourn. Mr. Serino.
Red folders.
Mr. Burns.
Can we come out of executive session?
Yeah, I think I just said.